listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Krista Bird, who is a registered dietitian and room service supervisor at Sparrow Health System. Good evening, Krista. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well. I've got a press release and saw some information about Sparrow taking on a leadership role in a new program called the Healthy Food Hospitals Campaign. Tell us about the campaign.
Well, this is very exciting. Sparrow was one of more than 50 hospitals who have signed on to this four-star program. It's focused on healthy food, and it positions hospitals to be a model of health as they strive to be in the community at most of the time. So it's a great opportunity for them to affect childhood obesity through some healthy food changes.
Well, and hospitals are not always associated with great healthy food. I happen to know from different experiences that Sparrow has some very good food.
Thank you.
But this is kind of taking ramping it up, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. There is that perception that hospital food is not usually perceived as good, but yeah, we've made changes at Sparrow with room service, and now with this initiative, it's really pushing for local, fresh, Michigan-made foods. So it's a big step.
It is a big step. And you're going to be actually, in some of the information, that buying produce locally and, doing all kinds of things to try to, as you said perfectly, be a model of healthy eating.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a lot to that. This isn't something anybody can flip a switch on overnight. We're hoping that with this initiative being hospitals all over Michigan, that it's going to help with group purchasing organizations to realize this is important, start sourcing locally, labeling products. So we're hoping to see a lot of movement, not just within hospitals, but across the state to support this.
And of course, one of the issues behind all of this, and the goal is healthy eating in general, but to tackle obesity, which becomes a huge issue in healthcare costs.
That's right. Yes, when First Lady Michelle Obama put out the White House Task Force on Childhood Obesity, MHA realized that we needed to do something as hospitals, as models of health, to respond to that. And so. These are some steps, like I said, in modeling health that MHA has pushed forward so hospitals can sign on to and we can make an impact on the entire state.
Now, this is about nutritional, but also about fitness foundation for children as well. That's a component of all of this.
It's not a core part that I know of in the four stars, but definitely they're moving in the direction of helping with childhood obesity in great ways as well.
And in the number of young people, of course, that go through a hospital, there's about 2,000 a year or something of pediatric patients that go through, and modeling proper eating habits for them has got to be huge as well.
That's right. We're hoping that families see the message within our cafeterias, the labeling we're doing there, and in patient meals, and then take it home and are able to seek out more information through outpatient services and asking their doctor about these different things so that it's lifestyle habits and not just what they saw at the hospital.
Are you seeing, as a registered dietitian, Krista, have you seen a trend towards hospitals doing this anyway in some form, just moving towards more healthier eating in the hospital?
Yes. There's hospitals throughout Michigan that are already labeling nutrition information in their cafeterias. Many hospitals have already been trying to purchase locally, purchase throughout Michigan or a 200-mile radius. So hospitals realize this is the direction we need to go in, and this is just helping make sure we're all kind of a united force.
And this is not just for patients. This includes, of course, visitors and staff at the hospital as well. And that's where I've been able to, as a visitor, been in the cafeteria there and had some amazing meals, frankly.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, this affects everyone.
Well, it sure does. And the labels, do people pay more attention to labels in general now?
There's a lot of different studies out there and different techniques on how to make this important to consumers. Some people choose a red, yellow, green light. Some people put out, nutrition information and then give education to use it. But the research is showing that it makes an impact, and there's more than 20 states across the nation or across the U.S. that are looking at putting this in as a policy for restaurants to mandatory label on menus. So it does have an impact.
Well, and for Spero to take on this role and take on a leadership role among these hospitals and pushing for others as well, that has to be exciting for you in your field.
Absolutely. No, it's been a lot of fun, a lot of people working on this, and Spero has definitely taken a lead in this initiative and given great support to MHA throughout this and vice versa. So it's very exciting.
And people, if they want more information on this, can they visit the Spero website to get some information about the Healthy Food Hospitals campaign?
Probably the best access point would be the healthyfoodhospitals.org. That has all of the information and then links about best practices and the materials that Spero helped to produce. So.
Well, I appreciate they have their own website, too.
They do, yes.
Oh, very good. Well,
we're tech savvy.
Much more tech savvy than I am, for sure. I can do the basics. Krista, thank you for telling us about this program. I think it sounds pretty amazing, and I appreciate you having the time to tell us about it this evening so we're aware of it and paying attention and can get more information if we'd like. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Krista Bird, who is a registered dietitian and the room service supervisor at Spero Health System. Some other facts about Spero's child health initiative that I ran across today. It's Spero's mission is to improve the health of the people in the community, starting with the very youngest. And they've taken on the role as leaders in establishing healthy habits in childhood and promoting fitness and nutrition, as Krista Bird just told us about. Some of the initiatives include a Feeling Good Mindset Mileage Club, which is designed to make activity fun by allowing kindergarten through fifth grade students to earn prizes for walking or running during recess and lunch. The participants are expected to log some 300,000 miles before the end of the school year coming right up. They're also involved in the Michigan Mile. It's an annual fun fitness event for children 13 and under. More than 2,000 kids participated in that this year. Fit Kids provides fitness and nutrition education to over 1,000 students under a pilot effort at Lansing's Pleasant View Magnet School and CW Auto Middle School, and a children's camp and fitness programs at Michigan Athletic Club. Combined 1,800 children participate annually in youth camp and fitness programs at the Michigan Athletic Club. Activities include Little Explorers Camp, gymnastics, dance, and many sports. And, of course, now would be a good time to sign up for some of those. Spero Clinton Family Fitness Fest. It's an annual event. It attracts 1,200 participants tomorrow, as a matter of fact, on May 6th, the free expo for Clinton County elementary age children. Their sibling and parents offer fun activities plus practical solutions for better nutrition and increased physical activity. And the pediatric nutrition services, all Spero pediatric patients, as I mentioned, about 2,000 a year receive nutrition screens, and dietitian services are provided for all pediatric units. Individualized outpatient nutrition education and counseling is also given for patients from birth till age 21. All a part of this Healthy Food Hospitals campaign and fitness. So all kinds of good things going on at Spero Health System. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.